It is your KORN News Radio Sports on this Monday, January 5th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Over the weekend, Mitchell Gymnastics captured the team title at its home meet on Saturday, led by a season-best floor exercise score. The Colonels had a winning total of 145.150, finishing ahead of Watertown and Sioux Falls Lincoln. Mitchell's Olivia Prunty led the Colonels with a win on the uneven bars, and Prunty would take home a second-place finish in the all-around. Also, multiple Colonels placed in the top six on floor. Mitchell Gymnastics now travels to Brookings for the Brookings Invite coming up on Saturday. Number 10th-ranked Dakota Wesleyan women's basketball dominated from the opening quarter, defeated Midland on Saturday 91-40. The Tigers held Midland to just 12 first-half points and shot nearly 59% from the field. Tigers had a 48-12 lead at halftime. Emma Yost led Dakota Wesleyan with 15 points. Jenna Weber had 25 of Midland's 40, as Midland shot just 25% for the game. The Dakota Wesleyan women now improved to 7-2 in the GPAC, 11-4 overall. They host Doan at the Corn Palace Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. The Dakota Wesleyan men's basketball team used a strong finish of the first half and clutch free throws late to earn a 79-70 road win over Midland on Saturday. Tigers led at the half 42-37. Steele Morgan led all scorers with 23 points on 10 of 12 shooting, while Anthony Riggins added 19. The Tiger men are now 8-8 on the season. They host Doan coming up Wednesday, 7:45 at the Corn Palace. South Dakota State women's basketball shook off a slow start on Saturday. They did beat Omaha 65-36. Game was tied at 13 after the first quarter. Jackrabbits then took control by outscoring Omaha 32-11 across the second and third quarters. All five SDSU starters scored in double figures, led by Maggie Hartwig's 12 points and a season-high 16 rebounds. The Jackrabbit women now 12-4 overall. They return to Brookings to host Oral Roberts this coming Saturday at 1 p.m. The South Dakota State men's basketball team would drop an overtime road game on Saturday night, falling to North Dakota 90-87. SDSU's Damon Wilkinson forced overtime with a putback with 19 seconds left in regulation. North Dakota would then go ahead on a three-pointer with 17 seconds left in overtime and seal the victory on free throws. SDSU's Joe Seiler led the Jackrabbits with 27 points. The SDSU men will be home this week on Thursday when they host Denver at 7 p.m. And USD women's basketball opened up Summit League play with a 67-47 road win on Saturday over Kansas City. USD's Molly Joyce led the way with a season-high 21 points as USD, they were up by 10 at half, pushed the margin up to by as many as 23 in the second half. Coyote women are now 11-4 on the year. They are hosting Oral Roberts this week on Thursday at 7 p.m. More sports online all the time at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.